Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to The Own It Show. As you know, our mission is to redeem the health of the world. And I've got a new book coming out on April 23rd, The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And if you go to thepowerofownershipbook.com right now, you can have access to the book. You can get access to all the behind the scenes content, the hidden videos, the blueprints, and also entered in a draw to have some personal one-on-one time with myself. And so that's at thepowerofownershipbook.com. Be sure to get that resource so that you can take ownership of your health. Until then, let's get back to the episode.
When you're living on purpose, when you're doing things that you're meant to do, they feel effortless. And it's not that they don't take work. It's not that they take less effort, but yet things happen with ease.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
How many of you have ever just been on purpose, living in your flame, and that feeling that you get of being truly in service? And it's a feeling that we often want to harness and that we want to keep innate and truly keep at the forefront. And for the last couple of weeks, Elise and I have just been completely on purpose. We've been kind of praying about things and leaning into things at a whole nother level. And we just spent about 7 weeks or 7 weeks, 7 days in Mexico.
I wish it was 7 weeks.
Totally, right? 7 days in Mexico at a Bears resorts with 20 like-minded people and really pouring into them and helping on the outer and the inner energy side. You know, everything that we talk about with Own It, but really pouring into them and being in that space in which a lot of people would consider a major energy out, a major drain. And often we were asked throughout the whole thing is, how are you guys doing? And it was like, we're just on fire. Like, this is amazing. As much as we're pouring into you, we're also getting our cups filled because we're living in this purposeful place. And if you looked at my even travel schedule after that, I was in 8 different cities, 3 different time zones, 11 different airplanes over 8 days. And I was speaking, I was pouring into people, I was serving people, but just literally being on purpose the entire time. And when I got back this weekend, yes, I was tired mentally,
physically tired.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I was physically, we talked about this on the way home. I was physically tired, but mentally and emotionally just fulfilled and full. And it's a unique place to be when you can identify what being on purpose means and really how that ultimately kind of parlays into what your life looks like on a day-to-day basis.
So, you know, I think there was a really interesting lesson that I took from this past week was around the retreat itself. So the retreats are my favorite thing within the business.
They light you up.
They do. And it's something that, you know, I had an idea for and Justin and I continue to collaborate on. And ultimately we ended up going out and making it happen. And we've had, you know, amazing life-changing experiences for anyone who has come to our retreats. But this past one was a little different. It felt as if there were roadblocks leading into it. It felt as if there were roadblocks every single step of the way. And it was almost as if God or the universe was telling me, stop, right? Like it was as if something was intentionally being put in my way to throw me off. But after doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of praying, a lot of reflection, and this was multiple times, right? This was over the course of 2 or 3 months, multiple times coming back saying, am I meant to be doing this? Is this right? Should I just stop and cancel it every single time? I was told, no, keep pushing, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I just kept thinking, my gosh, it cannot be this hard. But it was, it was pretty hard.
And what were some of the stories that like made it hard? Like, what were some of the things that you felt like were being told to you that like, maybe
I mean, one example is we had, you know, over the course of 2 months, we had 24 couples. So that's 48 people commit to say yes. And then ultimately, for some reason or another, they had to back out, whether they couldn't find childcare or something came up at work or, you know, the dates no longer work. Their schedules got overcrowded. But ultimately, you know, wanting to get to 12 to 15 couples and achieving that goal time and time again, but then let down after let down, hearing another person say, no, I can't come. Unfortunately, we can't make it, just made it feel really, really hard. And so ultimately, you know, we did end up with an amazing group. And I think we ended up with the exact people who were meant to be there during that week. And it went as well as it could have. I mean, from start to finish, it was, of course, it had its minor hiccups, but that's all they were. They were minor hiccups.
You mean it went amazingly well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It went the best it could have, right? It was really, really perfect in every single way. And so ultimately at the end of the day, you know, upon reflecting on it, just realized that although things are hard and they're meant to be rough, those were put in my way to make me better, to make me stronger, to make the group better, right? To continue to say, okay, right, you are really working for this group. So make sure that the experience there is exactly what you want it to be. And ultimately it was. And I think, you know, it's kind of led into a really amazing experience and idea that Justin and I put together, which is about how we will be putting on retreats in the future. You know, upon reflection coming off of this retreat and really being able to show up in a way that Justin and I both feel really called to and working more with couples, we decided to put together a couples collective, which will be a group of no more than 20 couples. Where there's two commitments, you have to be one of the two people in the relationship has to be an entrepreneur and you have to be in a committed relationship. And so coming in, there's a bunch of different things that we will do with that group, but intentionally we want to curate it to be a very small, intimate group of individuals who can really get to know one another
and really grow together.
Absolutely. And that is one of our goals at its very core, is creating a small, intimate, open-minded group. There will be two of these retreats a year included for these 20 couples. We'll meet regularly on a monthly basis. They will go through their own Own It program. You know, each person will have their own outer and inner energy coach. And ultimately, the goal is to help people level up in their relationship and in their health. And so this is something we're really excited. And again, this would not have come to fruition had we canceled the retreat.
The unique thing about that, and the more that I reflect on that, is even coming back to like my story in the last little bit, is I've just been battling with what to do in some ways, like just this battle of where am I meant to serve? Where am I meant to go? Where are we meant to put our focus and attention? And I am not a patient person. Ask Elise. Patience is not a virtue that I was so gifted with. It's something that I have to work at. And yes. And as I've continued to kind of keep looking and navigate what the next steps in Own It are, or as we're kind of continuing, where we're meant to really serve and double, triple, quadruple down on, it's been something that I've been looking at forever. And it's like, is it here in the athletic space? Is it in the one-on-one space? Like, where is it? And Elise and I continue to live in this really intentional relationship. We continue to live in a in our flame and through our health. And our health and relationship is something that I think we would say is that we're very I don't want to use the word proud, but we're proud of how we live in that way. And the uniqueness of where this comes from happens so organically. It's not something that we said, we are going to make a couples collective and this is how it's going to happen and this is how it's going to form. It started with these retreats. It started with a passion that you were provided with, or an inkling and an inspiration that you were provided with a year and a half, 2 years ago, to build these Live Better retreats. And everybody who would come to the retreats were usually 60, 70% couples. And at the end, it was such an intimate group, such an amazing amount of breakthroughs, that they were like, how do we stay connected? How do we keep growing? How do we keep doing this? And Lisa, we're like, well, we really don't have a way to do that. Like, doesn't really exist. And even within Own It, people are like, how can I, is there a group or a community we can come back to? And community was the word, I think, that kept coming back that we were missing, something that we were like inspired upon. And all of a sudden, organically, we were through prayer and through some thought of like what we should be doing. The Couples Collective, it was just a no-brainer, and it would just organically occurred.
And I mean, I think we even put it together within 20 minutes. Like we outlined it and it was just so easy. It was like, yep. This works. And it was so easy to come up with it.
And I think that's where I remember we did a podcast probably a month ago and we talked about just when you're living on purpose, when you're doing things that you're meant to do, they feel effortless. And it's not that they don't take work. It's not that they take less effort, but yet things happen with ease. They happen effortlessly. They happen with ease. With the same amount of work, the same amount of effort, it goes much further. And so I think that's the unique thing that I took out of this was that being willing to be patient, being willing to continue to serve in your calling, but be open to what instructions or what guidance is given. Because when you're open to what a guidance is given, when you're open to instruction and you're truly willing to pivot or move in the directions that you're needed, you're able to withstand anything. You're able to adjust and adapt to anything. And I think that's something, a lesson that we can take in every aspect of our life to navigate what that looks like. So if you're in this place where you're serving, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your health, and you're trying to show up out of service in some way, shape, or form, I challenge you to ask, are you actually serving for you? Or are you serving for the people in which you are meant to be serving? And oftentimes we start serving for us. We start serving for worldly things. We start serving, masking it or manipulating our thought process to what we're actually trying to get out of something. And when we become so in tune to what the purpose is, what the mission is, and why we're serving in that capacity, it's easy for us to get plugged back in because it's easy to go away. It's easy to go astray to what our true purpose was. But when we are open, when we listen, and we can take instruction and feedback, it's amazing how things find a way back into writings themselves. And so know and trust that success is different. And so we have to own our different. And we'll see you next week.